companies have been contending with the COVID-19 pandemic for more than a year now, and many workers are still waiting to hear back about plans to return to the office. But how have these issues impacted companies' abilities to innovate? We have Scott Kersner, innovation leader, co-founder, and CEO, here to discuss. Scott, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. And one of the metrics that your firm highlighted is that 42% of companies are saying that the pandemic is still affecting how much they're investing in innovation and future product development. What does this kind of innovation shortage or deficit actually look like within these companies? And what's the long-term impact of this?
Well, that's a great opening question. You know, we've been talking about this idea of an innovation deficit for the last 4 or 5 months. We started to gather some data about it. And as you just said, you know, more than 40% of companies say that they're still being significantly or extremely impacted by COVID. And I think some of what that means is the ability to collaborate and feel like you're creating new ideas and moving new ideas forward while we're in this kind of mixed environment, hybrid environment, with some people working in the office, and sometimes it's engineers and research and development people, scientists who are in the office, you know, working in the lab, and other people who are maybe working at home most of the time. So a little bit of it is about how well are we collaborating in this new reality that we're living through. But some of it is just companies responding to the pressures of supply chain disruptions. You know, not knowing how much foot traffic they're going to have in a store, at, you know, on any given week or any given month, given people's comfort level with doing in-person shopping. So some of it is companies responding to just the pressures of the COVID era. And then I think the other dynamic that we're seeing is just there has been, you know, a decline in travel. And so when we ask people about how are you keeping track of trends or maybe paying attention to startups that are going to be relevant that you should be partnering with or investing in, that sort of travel to conferences and trade shows and demo days has just been on hold for more than a year. So you can do some of that gathering of signal via Zoom and digital tools, but some of it really is about in-person meetings and being out there schmoozing.
Let's talk about the startups, because there's a ton of VC money flowing to startups right now. You point out record tallies in 2020 and 2021. A lot of that money, though, is not those startups. We wish them the best, but many are not going to live to see 2022. So what are you hearing as we innovate and innovate? You know, who's going to be the next Robin Hood? Who's going to maybe knock them out of the ballpark? Or is that ship sailed?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the premise that 2022 or even 2023, we're going to see a mass extinction event of all these startups being funded. You know, many of them are raising $550 million at a pop or $100 million at a pop if they're in the climate technology space or they're in the biotechnology space. So they may have a longer runway than just another year or two. What are we seeing in terms of the high potential startups? There is a lot of interest, you know, given all of the news that we've seen about how quickly the climate is changing on what used to be called clean tech is now being called climate tech. Obviously, the successes of the vaccine makers like Moderna and BioNTech has helped continue a boom of investing in new biotech and therapeutics. And then stories like Zoom or Asana or Slack, you know, all these successful new workplace tools for remote workplaces and distributed teams. I think this is spurring a whole new generation of tools companies, which, you know, may survive as independent companies or may get eventually gobbled up and be the next acquisitions for a Microsoft or an IBM or a Salesforce.
Are you seeing that certain industries or companies specifically have seen more of a decline in innovation than others and more of just challenges really transitioning to this sort of hybrid environment even more than a year into the pandemic?
You know, I think it is in some of the sleepier industries where you might say, okay, you know, energy and utilities, industrial manufacturing, to some extent, some retail companies just have not had the capital, have not had the sense of urgency that, hey, we need to digitize everything and do it really quick. I mean, on the flip side of that, you've seen some big retailers where, you know, they've realized this is the moment to do omni-channel. You know, as an example, I had a great experience buying something online at Home Depot, getting the emails and all the notifications that, hey, it's ready for pickup in the store. And they have a great locker system where you show up and you don't need to talk to anybody. You just you know, scan a QR code at the locker and pick up your item. And I think some retailers have been investing in those kind of, you know, those kind of frictionless experiences. But there are a lot of companies where just, you know, they were doing so much stuff on paper and fax and face-to-face meetings that they're kind of just playing rudimentary catch-up in this period. And I do think they're going to be outpaced by a whole new wave of startup companies or established companies that have realized, hey, the game has changed. You really do need to be 100% digital DNA. You know, and you can't count on returning to a world where you're having lots of face-to-face sales meetings or face-to-face sales calls.
You know, when we think of innovation, we think of creating something totally new. But are there innovators who are actually helping the perhaps stuck in the cement old world companies get up to where they need to be? Is that one of the areas where you're seeing innovation?
Well, we definitely have seen a lot of the big consulting firms, you know, taking advantage of this era to say, hey, we can, you know, we can help turbocharge you and digitize you, whether that's, you know, Accenture, KPMG, Boston Consulting Group, that those people, I think, are being relied on. In terms of software, you know, there's an emergent area of innovation portfolio management and lots of software tools that say, hey, you need to have a clear picture internally of all of the projects you're working on and spending money on, whether they're collaborations with startups or you're creating something new internally. And so I do think that idea of having a dashboard and being able to manage your portfolio of innovations, it's not something that we've seen some of the bigger software companies like a Microsoft or Salesforce or Oracle focus on, but there's lots of niche software companies that are looking at that as a real opportunity for growth.
All right, Scott Kirzner, Innovation Leader, CEO, and co-founder, thank you so much.